This is Radio Superior 1947, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1947. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the land of beautiful lakes, station KUWS. It's warm summer Saturday night, July 12th, 1947. This is Jack McKenna saying, if you must strain your eyes, do it by looking on the bright side. Lou Martin is standing by with the 6 o'clock news. We have the good Reverend Faubus with This Week in Religion. And a special treat, folks. Singers from the Norwegian Sangerfest will be in.
They're in town for their Midwestern convention. It should be a real cultural experience.
In spite of that, it should be real fun. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Roth's, featuring Bendix Radios, which has the miracle clear new sound of FM. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. The European Recovery Conference is underway in Paris, but the Russians say that it's doomed. And the United States is sending money to Turkey as part of the Truman Doctrine. We begin our world report from France.
This is the City of Light, Harrison, Salisbury in Paris. Delegates of 16 nations began a conference today on European economic recovery with United States aid. Already, Britain and France have pledged to back the Marshall Plan. British Foreign Secretary Ernest Bevin was elected president of the conference and immediately pledged his support of the plan. Earlier, French Foreign Minister Georges Bidault, in opening the meeting in the Foreign Ministry's Grand Dining Hall, said they would spare no effort to make the conference a success. Russia and 8 other Eastern nations were not represented. Soviet Minister V.M. Molotov had declined to join Bevin and Bidault in sponsoring the parley, and the other countries, following Russia's lead, turned down invitations to the affair. Bidault says the primary objective of the meeting is to form an organization to determine Europe's resources and needs before requesting U.S. financial assistance. In a Harvard speech June 5th, Secretary of State George C. Marshall offered U.S. support to European reconstruction. This is the first time that Russia has not been represented at a major meeting on Europe's future since the end of the war. On Moscow radio, commentators say it is doomed to failure. In Paris, this is Harrison Salisbury speaking.
In another Truman Doctrine move, the U.S. signed a $10 million aid agreement with Turkey. It guarantees Turkey freedom and independence from Soviet Russian pressure. Signed in Ankara, the project complies with the principle of the United Nations Charter. It will give Turkish security forces the strength to protect herself. The money will be used for military equipment and training, as well as civilian projects such as fixing the railroad. 2 British sergeants were kidnapped from Netanya this morning by Jews. Police believe are extremist underground fighters. Meanwhile, the moderate underground Jewish fighting group, Haganah, is searching for sergeants under the threat of martial law by British authorities. Haganah is a Jewish National Defense Army. They're searching 30 to 50 coastal settlements near Palestine. From Vermilion, South Dakota, the president of the University of South Dakota says high school graduates know little or nothing for sure and are unable to write down their ideas. President I.D. Weeks is publishing a survey of students and teachers. He says students are adept at the niceties of society, but have few goals and are poorly trained for higher education. Weeks says this generation does have good health, enthusiasm, and strength of character. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Jack McKenna has these words from our sponsor.
Sounds an awful lot like what our college teacher said about us, except the part about strength of character. Roth's has character, and they are going to deliver it, folks, for you. Bendix Radio, that's their strength of character. This is a brand new FM cabinet radio. you will marvel at the listening miracle of Bendix FM. All the richness and beauty of every note is sparkling clear. There's new freedom from static and interference as well. FM for finer listening. Bendix Radio from Roths in Superior. Just $269 will buy this beautiful cabinet that houses the Bendix Radio. Lou?
The wartime brownout of street lighting is finally coming to an end. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
While Duluth heard a report yesterday that although the war is over, the streets are still browned out. 120% more lighting is needed to make the city safe for driving. Superior City Manager W.J. Deegan says Superior's White Way has been put on an all-night burning schedule now. Heretofore, every other street light along Tower Avenue and Belknap Street was turned out at midnight. Mr. Deegan also says the lights would be kept on all night on the stretch off Tower leading to the Union Depot and also on Winter Street to the Soo Line Station. This change was affected now because of the many tourists passing through the city and also as a safety angle for pedestrians and motorists alike. Mr. Deegan says the schedule will be followed for the remainder of the year and would only cost the city about $130 for the electricity. Plans are contemplated to keep the all-night lighting on a permanent basis, Lou.
A Stone Lake man will be arraigned in federal court on Monday for carrying liquor onto an Indian reservation. 59-year-old Joseph Thibodeau is accused of giving people at the Couderay Reservation in Sawyer County alcohol. Deputy Marshal Thomas Madden made the arrest. Mr. Thibodeau is being held in the Douglas County Jail. The Coast Guard vessel Tahoma arrived in Bayfield this week. The Tahoma will dispatch men and supplies to build a new lighthouse on Devil's Island in the Apostle Islands. And finally, Jack and good listeners, the first strawberries will be shipped by air, and they were sent from the Union Depot in Iron River this week. 30 crates from the Mukwa region were delivered by Fred Harris, whose Waco UKC plane was available for the trip. The berries were taken to Marshfield in 2 hours. Before, it would take from 24 to 48 hours to ship them. With developments of the Union airports, it's hoped that most berries will be shipped by air to further destinations.
A very good newscast from a very good newsman, Lou Martin. Our forecast for this Saturday night, July 12, 1947. Thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Ooh, just what the strawberries need. The low tonight will be 58 with a high tomorrow of 75 degrees. Nice, nice, nice. It's music time. Here's a real old one for you guys and gals from 1908. This is Miss Walton and Mr. McDonough and Shine On Harvest Moon on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Woe, shine on, harvest moon of year, the sky. I ain't had no moon since April, January, June or July. No time, ain't no time to the boy should sigh when by his side is the girl he loves so true. All he has to say is, won't you be my bride, for I love you. Why should I be telling you this secret when I know that you can guess. For this moon will smile, shine on all the while, if the little girl should answer yes. Oh, shine on, for this moon
Miss Walton and Mr. McDonough on Station KUWS. Hey, Lou, it's a good thing we're not radio stars.
I don't know who would make that mistake.
Oh, I mean it. I was reading one of these Hollywood
Putting those 7 years of college to work, I see.
Wise guy. And it says here that a dozen of radio's biggest stars are without contracts for the fall season, and they're worried. It seems the sponsors think these fellas earn too much money, so they want the price to come down.
So the mouthwash, cigarette, and soap people want cheaper talent.
This could be our big break, buddy. I mean, listen to the people who've gotten the sack. Gary Moore, Dinah Shore, Ginny Sims, Abbott and Costello, Eddie Bracken, Joan Davis, Bazooka Bob Burns, Hoagy Carmichael, Jack Haley, Rudy Valli, Benny Goodman, Dick Powell, and Pakiakakis. They're throwing an unemployment party Saturday night. Gary Moore says they can scrape up enough money for ice and soda, but otherwise it's a BYOJ affair.
BYOJ?
Bring your own jug. This song is dedicated to them by Professor K. Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge, with vocals by Trudy and Harry Babbitt. This is Who Wouldn't Love You on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
K-K-K-Kaiser, K-K-K-Kaiser, and who wouldn't love you on station K-K-K-K-U-W-S?
Let me introduce the good Reverend Father C. Inu with this week in religion.
Oh, I feel the Spirit tonight. Give me an amen. I said, give me an amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got the good news of the Lord's work. And tonight, the word from all over the world, and it ends up right here.
Kind of like the music goes round and round. And it comes out here, eh, Reverend?
If it's music, if it's the word, if it's the spirit, whatever moves you, brother, whatever moves you. You know what moves me, Brother Jack? You know what gets my juices going? It's a saying, amen.
Amen.
Brother Clifford Johnson, bless him, Lord. Bless him as a missionary just returned from Liberia. Brother Johnson has been in the African field for 2 terms and says he's going back for a third. He'll be telling his stories of salvation. Praise God at the Superior Gospel Tabernacle tomorrow night at 7:30. Hallelujah. Don't want to miss the inspirational team of father and daughter Harvey Lee and Lois Lee. Sister Lois is learning the ways of the Lord at the St. Paul Bible Institute. Hallelujah. This is for our Lutheran brethren. God save them from their favorite pursuits of dancing and hand-holding and those smorgasbords. Bethlehem Lutheran Church will have their monthly meeting Wednesday in the church parlor. They'll make plans for the August church picnic, and they'll be playing a dart ball and having a refreshment. We pray that they don't get out of hand. Satan be gone.
Where? Is he here?
We brothers in the ministry welcome a new man of the cloth. Dr. Harold G. will give his first sermon at the Central Methodist Congregational Church tomorrow. Praise God. We bid farewell to Reverend Harold Nye, who accepted a calling in Seattle, Washington. Hallelujah. And Miss Mildred Olson will be the soloist.
Thank you, Reverend Father C. Eno, for this week in religion.
Up next are the voices of the Norwegian singers from the Nordron male chorus.
Yes, I've heard of these Norwegians and their Lutheran rowdyism at this week's convention. Dartball isn't the worst of it. Away from their wives, there are many temptations of the soul. Give me an amen.
Amen. Amen. Hiya, guys. Meet the good Reverend.
Ernest Engstrom with the Franklin Creamery Chorus. Reverend, put her there.
Hey, yes, Ernest. I hate to be so bold, but this reverie
is Ernie. Call me Ernie. There's here's Harold Culbranson. He's with the Viking Chorus in Cloquet. Watch out for Harry.
Hey, your worship. Did you know there was a power outage at the Baptist convention the other day?
Heavens, no.
It was terrible. Hundreds of Baptists were stuck on the escalator.
I love that one.
A fellow Norse asked the man if he had lived in Oslo all his life, and the man said, not yet.
Harry's got a million of them, especially when he starts picking on us Swedes.
The daughter tells her Swedish father that she's pregnant. The father says, wait a minute. Are you sure it's yours?
I think the Reverend's going to faint or something.
His head's all red. He's going to burst.
Oh, those Lutheran hooligans.
Hey, boys. You're here to sing, you know. What do you got for us? Maybe something nice for the Reverend Fabus?
Hans Nilsson is directing.
With the Norse male chorus, Father, how'd you like to hear Back Home Again in Minnesota?
Back home again. Back home again in Minnesota, where my Lena waits for me. Her shining lantern light, still shining, shining bright toward the old old house. All its fragrance
Now, that sure was nice. Say, Harry, you got any more gems?
It's best we talk about the Sanger Vest Convention. Reverend Favis is still recuperating in the chair.
He keeps saying the devil be gone over and over.
How about the Swedish doctor who was so afraid of germs that he cooked his ice cubes before he put them in his drink?
He's got a million of them.
Hear the one about the Norwegian who drove to the Swedish gas station and wanted some more help with his signal lights?
This is one of my favorites, yeah.
After the fella changed the light bulb, he asked the Swede to check the signal if the signal light was working. And the Swede looked at it and said, "Funker, funker int, funker, funker int, ha."
Better translate it, Harry.
Oh, yeah, sure. The Swede was saying the blinker light works, doesn't work, works, doesn't work.
So the Sangerfest convention will last all weekend?
Better get Marty up here. Marty Hill is with the Northern Mail Chorus right here in Superior. Oh, Martin!
Good to meet you, Lewis Martin. To answer your question, yeah, the Norwegian Singers of America Northwest Division is holding meetings today and tomorrow. We've got 300 voices gathered to sing the old songs and have fellowship.
I hear that includes dartball and such.
Tonight, delegates will meet at the beautiful new auditorium there of the VFW. We'll sing and dance and have a smorgasbord.
I can tell there's not going to be any Sumalainen boikas there. I'm concerned for your souls.
Ah, don't you worry, Rev. You're invited too, you know. Dan, Lewis Martin, Olaf Nelson, and Joe Janssen of the Superior Nordren Mail Chorus will host morning refreshments and a smorgasbord after services at Concordia Lutheran Church. I hear that Reverend Paul Bo there is a good preacher.
Brother Bo is a fine as long as he doesn't linger over that smorgasbord.
Then there's the afternoon concert at Superior State College. Esther Rice, Mabel Hill with the auxiliary, and Lauren Sangburninging all the way from Decorah, Iowa, will close the convention with refreshments and a smorgasbord at the Andre Hotel.
Sounds like you guys eat pretty well.
Oh, the potatoes. All kinds of potatoes. Hot dishes the ladies bring, like some pickled herring and creamed corn and ham and rice pudding. Ooh, fruit salads, coffee bread, nut and chocolate bars. And the only thing them Swedes can do well, you know, them meatballs. I say we eat well.
I think Lou is going to swoon. How about one more number, guys?
One more it is, Jack McKenna.
Waitressing far, far away.
The farther the better.
Okay, Lars, you win. We'll sing one more song.
How come Lars won?
We wrestle to see who wins. You want to wrestle, Lars?
Me no want wrestle, Lars.
One more song, let's sing one more song, one more song. Let the memories linger on and on till we meet, till we meet, till we meet and sing one more song.
That's great, guys.
By golly, I have to admit, that was enjoyable.
Hear the one about the Swede who brought his binoculars to a funeral?
Ha ha ha, this is great.
They were burying a distant relative.
Hey, gee, you know, we're out of time, Jack.
What I'm going out of is my mind with these jokes.
How about this one? Two Swedes were sitting on a train heading for Stockholm when they entered a tunnel. But in the darkness, one asks, "How long is this tunnel, Jell?" His friend says, "It's longer because we're on the last car of the train, Jell."
Stay tuned for Grand Ole Opry, Truth or Consequences, and Life of Riley. Boy, we'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, and these guys run out of Swedish jokes. For Lou Martin, and this is Jack McKenna saying good night.
So, Hans, you need any help with the smorgasbord tonight and tomorrow?
After dark, when everything is still, and the moon I'll be waiting patiently for you. Yes, indeed I do, my honey, come along. Watch the folks, see how they promenade. You're my ever-loving queen of all the pretty maids. Or you're my ever-loving moonlight blue, my moonlight blue. After dark, when everything is still, and the moon comes creeping over the northern hill, I'll be waiting patiently for you. Really, oh, I love you too, my honey. Yes, indeed, I do, my honey. Come along, come on me every day. Watch the folks, see how they promenade. You're my ever-loving queen of all the pretty maids. For you're my
good.
That'll save the show.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1947, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1947 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
We'd like to thank the Duluth Superior Harbormasters for their talented singing.
Jim Barstorff on lead, Dave Tucci, director, Jack Levasseur is the lead, Patrick Soule is on lead, Marv Johnson, baritone,
Bob Lineberry, bass, Lauren Johnson, bass, Jack Bishop, bass, Kyle McMillan, tenor. Good night.